The Lamb that was slain is worthy to receive power and divinity and wisdom and strength. Honor, to him be glory and empire forever and ever. Today, my dear friends, as you know, we celebrate the solemnity of Christ the King. Jesus Christ, of course, is the King because, first of all, he's Almighty God who is united to his humanity in the hypostatic union. First, we salute him because he's God, the Son of God. And then we salute him as Christ our King because he's our Redeemer, our Savior, who has delivered us from sin and opened the gates of heaven. He's the firstborn of all creatures because he is the Son of God and Almighty. Jesus gives the Father the greatest glory as man because he is true God, and thus he is able to love the Father infinitely as God the Son. We can only love God finitely, but God the Father, God the Son loves the Father because he's equal to the Father with the same infinite love that is in all of them, all the persons of the Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is why the Father is so pleased with his Son. Christ is the King for all eternity because he has given himself for us ransom and has won for us our eternal salvation. The Lord will reign forever and will give his people the gift of peace. Jesus Christ is the Son of Man, as he is both God and man. He's the firstborn of all creatures, and as such, he gives the Father the greatest glory. This is why he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is Christ, the King of all nations and tribes. As St. Paul tells us in the Epistle to the Colossians, he has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have our redemption, the remission of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For in him were created all things, in the heavens and on the earth, things visible and invisible. And this is why we need to love God, because he has created all things, and all things return to him. He is the creator of all that we see, invisible as well as visible. He has redeemed us. Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. Revelations 1:5. Christ is a faithful witness who has given his life and washed us from our sins in his own blood. All creation all creation looks to him, as he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end of all things. Revelation 1:8. All things are measured by his great sacrifice, for he has conquered death and redeemed us by our sins. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. So Jesus Christ deserves to be our King because he has delivered us from sin. All of our sins, all of us have sinned, and we could never repay the debt because, as you know, the sin is measured by the person to whom he's offended. And God was offended by the sin of Adam and Eve. It was an infinite offense because it was against an infinite God. And only a God could make up for that. But a God could not suffer. So this is why the Son said, "Sacrifice and oblation thou wouldst not." Then said I, "Behold, I come." And he came to redeem us. How blessed we are. And this is why we should hail Christ as our King. Right? Because he is truly our King. We don't have kings on the earth these days. They're not too fashionable, all right? But in the old days when kings were kings and everybody gave them obedience, people understood what a king was. But today we don't fully understand. But at least we can try to understand and realize that as our King, we belong entirely to Him, and we owe everything to Him, because first of all, He has created us, has given us all good things, and He has redeemed us. Jesus Christ is King, Priest, and Victim. The preface for the feast of today, Christ the King, echoes the theme of Christ's kingship, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to Thee, Holy Lord, Father Almighty, Eternal God, who with the oil of gladness didst anoint Thy only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, as priest forever and King of all. This is from the preface. Jesus is our eternal High Priest and King of Kings forever. And the preface tells us again that offering Himself on the altar of the cross, a stainless victim to appease Thee, He might accomplish the mysteries of man's redemption. Again, we echo the same thing. Christ has redeemed us, and He has redeemed us on the altar of the cross. And of course, today's Mass and all Masses are a re-echoing of the sacrifice on the cross. He sacrifices Himself at every Mass. This is My body, this is My blood. We have the separation of the body and the blood, and whenever you have that, you have death. And that's what we have at every Mass. Jesus offering Himself continually, a pure sacrifice, as Malachi tells us, right? From every day, there is clean offering of Me, from morning to night, in all places in the world, right? Jesus Christ, not only is our King, but He is also our Priest, who has sacrificed Himself for our sins. By His sacrifice, we are redeemed for His eternal kingdom in heaven. And that subjecting all creatures to His sway, He might present to Thine infinite majesty an universal and eternal kingdom, a kingdom of truth and life, a kingdom of holiness and grace, a kingdom of justice and peace. And this is what He'll do at the end of our lives. He will present ourselves to His Father without spot or wrinkle. He has redeemed us. So we are so grateful for this. In the scriptures we know, Jesus told Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world." Ironically, the Jews didn't like what Pilate wrote, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." And they said, "Say He